escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe, you know, Hoff, maybe I need you to explain something to me since this is your brethren, okay? So, you know, when the Mets stumble and things aren't going well, nobody has an issue beating up poor Pete Alonso. Everybody, well, not everybody, some people pile on unnecessarily, but people are very quick, and I've been one of them too, I'm not trying to pass the buck on this, to point out Pete's shortcomings, all right? You know, when Soto, now, he just got here, he's a hell of a hitter, I get it. I mean, if anybody was burying Soto, like, long, big picture in April, you're an idiot. I just don't know what to tell you. Everybody knew it was going to hit. So that's a little different. But can you explain to me, this is what I need help with, why Francisco Lindor is getting a pass? Because in April, he was very good, which is the opposite of what he does. In May and June, not one of the two, both months.
I mean, I he's not getting a full pass because I ripped him a little bit yesterday as well, but he's getting a majority pass because last year we killed him and destroyed, or not we, a lot of people killed him last year for the first 2 months of his season.
No, I was all
and,
over.
And always killed him for the beginning parts of every season he's been on this team for, and then he completely and utterly shut everybody up by putting on a show.
Yep.
Should have been an MVP. I don't care that Shohei Ohtani won it. Should have been an MVP. Should have been an All-Star. Should have been all this stuff. Should have been a Gold Glove winner. He showed how good he is. Yes, he's in a rut, but do we go and kill Aaron Judge when he gets into a rut as well?
Well, no, but I think it comes out. It's pointed out quite a bit. Like, well, when Judge doesn't hit, the Yankees can't win. Not that I disagree with that.
Hold on, though. That's two different things.
No, but it's the same thing.
Hold on. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. If Aaron Judge doesn't hit, the Yankees lose. If Francisco Lindor doesn't hit, the Mets lose. But that's not saying that we should crap on Judge.
No.
That's the point. I'm not crapping on Lindor because he's not hitting and the Mets are losing. Maybe I'm just upset that he's not hitting right now.
Uh-huh.
But that shows that the Mets go as far as Lindor takes them. And that's so he's an offensive leader.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a team leader. He's an offensive leader. Everyone follows suit with Francisco Lindor. I'm not telling you that Aaron Judge is a terrible player and what the hell is he doing and he's going to be a terrible contract and he's not as good defensively as we want. Like, I'm not sitting there ripping Aaron Judge to shreds because he's struggling offensively. Maybe he's a little rut. That's okay. He's a great and unbelievable player. I think Francisco Lindor is a great, unbelievable player as well. So why should I sit there and rip him to shreds when he's not performing?
Well, I'm not even saying that you should. What I'm saying is, and rip to shreds is not the terminology that I would use, but I don't feel like he gets dented at all lately, and he's not playing well.
Well, he got dented constantly for stuff that he wasn't doing. Like it was unfairly getting dented, so he gets a free pass now for at least a little bit more. I'm not saying it's a complete free pass, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to sit there and go crazy and say, oh, Francisco Lindor, this is just unacceptable.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because you want to know why? He led the team to a freaking NLCS last year.
I get a part of
that. So how are we going to sit there and say, how about this? If you really want to do tit for tat here, let's go. How does Francisco Lindor, compared to Aaron Judge here, how does Lindor do in the playoffs compared to Judge? I know it's kind of screwed up, but if you really want to go, what's more important? Francisco Lindor took a team that was dead last year and carried them all the way to the NLCS. Aaron Judge has yet to perform in the playoffs.
I mean, Aaron Judge is five times as good. I'm not even trying to get into that.
My point is this. But this is where I was trying to go and compare the two, saying you can get away with being really good and not getting dented because it's not warranted.
Yeah.
They're not warranted to be dented. But people look at them and people look at Francisco Lindor and will dent him for no stupid reason. Now he's got to a point where he showed you how good he is and you can't dent him for unrealistic reasons.
Yeah, I think that some of the shots were taken gratuitously. Like, you know, he probably caught more shrapnel than he deserved. But what I'm saying is he's hitting 204 in June, and he didn't do a ton in May either. So they need him. That's all I'm saying. Like, forget about, like, the denting Judge, and I just use that word, denting Lindor. I just feel like Pete is getting, and always, and maybe it's just his personality.
Well, that's because I'll be fair. People like to crap on Pete because Pete doesn't fight back.
Yeah.
Pete's the big idiot that nobody...
I'm taking it in jest here.
The big idiot that like a whole... Listen, Pete Alonso, I got to be honest with you, it takes too much shrapnel for no reason.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And he takes it from everybody for the stupidest things. Like you said there before too, like, oh, you know, he can't even throw the ball to first base. Did you hear him break it down with Evan and Tiki the other day, what he talked about, the throws to first base?
That part I did not hear.
Okay, dude, he broke it down perfectly, how much he studies, where his throws were. He broke down every bad throw he's made to first base this year. By the way, three of them. We highlight the three, but he's made three really bad throws, and he broke it down, explained everything. He's like, the one for Kodai Senga, I'm upset that's on me. I really screwed that one up. But then there was other ones that his feet were planted perfectly, and he zooted the ball. Like, he holds himself accountable enough. He's out there working his tail off.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And we're sitting there and taking three plays and say, you're an awful first baseman. That's unwarranted.
Well, but you got to – well, we're going in a lot of directions here, but –
No, I'm defending my guys because here's the thing is, BT, I sit here and hear all these people constantly – and it's not just you, too. It's everybody sits there and goes, Pete Alonso's – you know, he's a terrible first baseman. I'm sorry, that's not accurate anymore.
Here's
it's not.
I don't know what anybody else says. I mean, I know what Calder's saying. I know what me and Sal's saying. I know what you jump in with. I get that. But I mean, I can only be responsible for me. And what I said coming into the season, I thought Pete was going to have an MVP kind of season. So I'm not one of these guys that just dumps on Pete for no reason. What I also, I don't know this, but I feel this, like, you know, seventh inning, October, ground ball, somebody's covering first base. I don't really trust Pete. I hate
see,
the way
that's where I do though.
Yeah, no, I
see,
got
and,
you.
And I'm gonna,
but he can't throw the ball. He throws the ball like a girl. He does. He throws the ball like a high school. He throws the ball horrible.
There's nothing wrong with how girls throw the ball.
No,
by
I didn't.
The way.
Like I meant like my daughter still at this
but
age.
But here's the thing.
I don't mean older players.
But again, he sits there.
He aims the ball is what I mean.
Yeah, he's maybe not as comfortable as other things, but he is definitely going out there and doing his best to put out there a better product. He's been constantly doing that over and over and over.
That's also his job. I respect the work ethic.
And actually, to be honest with you, for a long time this year, he's been rated as the number one first baseman for a while, too. Everyone ignores that. He has.
Well, he's not even the number one rated first baseman in New York. Goldschmidt's a better fielder.
By the way, that guy's slumping, dude. I wouldn't put trust in him.
I'm just talking about fielding. Goldschmidt's a very good fielder still.
Okay.
Still, that's all.
But honestly, at one point in time, there was a rank, and he was the top first baseman in the league.
Yeah.
It was Bleacher Report, if you take that serious or not.
He
was above Paul Goldschmidt.
You're talking about defense or everything?
It was everything.
Well, because Pete was hitting 360 at one point.
All-encompassing.
Well, then again, so was Goldschmidt.
But all-encompassing. Exactly. Yeah. All-encompassing, he was the number one first baseman in the league.
All I'm saying is 3-6-3 double play at home, guys who, like, a guy who can move and putting stress on the defense. Pete throwing it, we could have this debate all day, and I get it. I do think he's better than some people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pete throwing the baseball, that's not something that I would feel comfortable with, but I'm not banging on Pete unnecessarily. They think I defended him by wanting to know why, and we just had the discussion, why nobody's really bringing up the Lindor stuff, right? Lindor's in a funky. They need him. Let me get Paul in Connecticut, BT and Sal. Paul, what's happening?
PT, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Big Mets fan here. I'm 46 years old. Okay. Been a Mets fan for a long time. I watch almost every single game. Dude, their approach at the plate has been
You're breaking up. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on a sec. I'm going to try to get that thing settled. I'm going to go to another call. Hopefully by the time we get back. Sal's in Brooklyn. Sal, BT and Sal. What's up, Sal?
BT, what's going on, big man? How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
Listen, a diehard Yankee fan here, but look, I like to try to look at baseball objectively. Yo, the kid at short for the Mets is playing with a broken toe.
I brought that up last hour. I did. I brought that up last hour.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to be out there fielding and attempting to hit shows guts, and it does show that who's the leader. I'm out here hobbled, playing the hardest position. Forget catching. I'm playing shortstop with a broken toe.
I agree.
So I think we can just give him a little break.
Listen, trust me. I'm not trying to like revisit the stuff from, a couple of years ago. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not, I promise. But like he got hurt. He got hurt, June 3rd? And I just remember, and maybe I'm wrong, so I'm double checking it. Yeah, he got hurt June 3rd. And one of the games shortly thereafter, he had a couple of stolen base attempts. I think that was the Colorado series. Now, hasn't run a ton since, but if you're out there, he even said this post game yesterday, and he does project leadership with this, and I respect that.
Absolutely.
I do. I'm not trying to gloss over that. He's probably playing a little bit banged up, but if you're playing, you're supposed to produce.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, I got you, and I read you loud and clear, but you know the deal. Like, come on, you play ball. You know the game. If you're not 100% and give them credit, man, for not making it an excuse where the Yankees are, all you hear from Bob Boone and Cashman are excuses. Like I told you, they sound like Ryan when he was on the Jets. Oh, we lost our offensive line. He's not about excuses, man, and the kid is truly hurt.
Yeah.
So when he gets back, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I just say maybe give him and I hate them. Let's just give him a little break because he ain't all about that.
Listen,
the kid is out there playing hard every day.
That's a good call, Sal. And listen, we know that about Lindor. Come on, he's been here now a couple years. You don't think we know what his character is? Of course we do. I've talked about this over the years. Even when he wasn't playing well, when I was criticizing him, I'm never about like effort or any of that stuff. I remember, I guess it was now, was it 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. I remember it was in Oakland. I don't know why I remember the. Or no, no, wait. or maybe Pittsburgh, ironically. And he made an error, and it was a fairly pivotal spot in the game. I don't know if it was a throwing or he didn't make the double play, but it was a play that he should make. And it was thumb chest immediately post game. Like, no doubt. And I didn't even think it was like an egregious error, but he was out there front and center and absorbed the hits. And that's who he is. But he's also, you know, one of the better players in the National League from an offensive perspective. And the Mets just have too much dead weight. So we can, to overcome him not playing as well as he needs to, we could sit here and throw platitudes and chapter and verse, leader, good guy, calls the meetings, plays every day, plays hurt. Nobody's denying that. But you got hit. Got hit? Hey, need him to hit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.